comes after more than 100 people died trying to reach food trucks this week. Oxfam's Clued Jeffil in Gaza says without food, famine is imminent.
It should reach to everyone. I cannot believe that air trapping can be a really safe way and a way with dignity for those people in Gaza who are starving and who cannot even find food.
There'll be more protests against the war in Gaza across the country today as people call for a ceasefire. The planned demonstrations come a day after the Prime Minister's warning that democracy is being targeted by extremists. Consumer group Which? Says people are continuing to cut corners with food despite prices easing slightly. It found one in eight households were skipping meals, with many saying they were prioritising feeding others. Spice girl Jerry Horner has put on a united front with her husband Red Bull boss Christian Horner at the Bahrain Grand Prix. He's facing more questions following an investigation into alleged inappropriate behaviour. A lone killer whale has been filmed hunting and killing a great white shark in an astonishing attack. Scientists say it was unprecedented and showed the exceptional predatory skills of orcas. In sport, Liverpool can extend their lead at the top of the Premier League with victory away at Nottingham Forest this afternoon. Live now to Frank Watson at the City Ground.
Forest 0, Liverpool 0 at the break. Liverpool with 80% possession or so in the first half, but only no shots on target, didn't produce a save, and the only chance of the first half really fell to Forest. Anthony Elanga should have scored. Kelleher made a very good save in the Liverpool goal. Forest 0, Liverpool 0.
Tottenham are also goalless against Crystal Palace, while Newcastle lead Wolves 2-0. In the Scottish Premiership, leaders Rangers are a goal down heading into the second half at home to Motherwell. That's the latest. I'm Daisy Steele.
This is Phoenix FM.
Two minutes past four on a Saturday afternoon. Very good afternoon to you if you've just tuned in. My name's John Chubb and this is Phoenix Sport.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, the weather's been a very mixed bag this afternoon. It's often been cloudy with showers, some of them very heavy, but there's also been some sunny spells as well, and that seems to be the trend for the rest of the afternoon. Drier conditions and some bright sunshine for what's left of the afternoon. Strong winds earlier on, but these have eased as the day has gone on. Maximum temperature 9 degrees Celsius. Tonight will be dry with clear periods, although areas of low cloud will form and maybe fog in some parts. Slight frost for some places, leading into an ice risk on untreated surfaces. Minimum temperature overnight, minus 1 degree Celsius. Looking ahead to Sunday, the early frost and fog will gradually clear. Then many places will stay drier, although become cloudy as the day goes on. There is a chance of some rain at times tomorrow. Maximum temperature 8 degrees Celsius.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Coming up very shortly, I've got half-time reports on both of our featured games. But first of all, I can tell you that Shaq Coulthurst was the scorer of Braintree Town's equaliser at Wedding United 5 minutes into first half injury time in the National League South. At half-time, it's Wedding United 2, Braintree Town 2. Chelmsford City 1, Avely 0 is now confirmed as a half-time score also in the National League South. But right now, we're off to New Lodge for our feature game, Billericay Town versus Hashtag United. Reporting for that one, on that one rather, for us is Jack Patmore.
Jack Patmore reporting for Phoenix FM from New Lodge. It's currently honours even between Billericay Town and Hashtag United in an Essex derby in the Eastern Premier Division. An uneventful start to the game saw neither side have many chances of note, but Nathan Smith came close for the visitors with his strike, which was saved by Dan Wilkes. Another chance came for the Tags soon after, as Luke made Parrott's quick movement caused a bit of tricky defence problems, but Wilkes was on hand to prevent the forward. The Blues nearly took the lead as the ball fell to Peters on the edge of the box, but his driven effort failed to hit the target. The Tags were the ones who were probing to open the scoring, and Zach Kassam really should have done just that when the ball was put on a plate for him, but his effort flew over. A close opening 45 minutes as Gary McCann's side looked to seal their first win in four league games. At half-time it remains, Billericay nil, hashtag nil.
Thanks very much indeed, Jack. And now we're off to Brisbane Road, where Jaden Christie is watching the Scrabble League One match between Leighton Orient and Bristol Rovers for us.
It's half-time here, only 10, and it's Leighton Orient 0, Bristol Rovers 1. Quite an open game. A dent in Orient's playoff push is at the minute with the scoreline how it is. And the opening goal came inside the 30th minute when an in-swing free kick from the right-hand side, which that right-hand side has been causing the Orient defence quite a bit of problems with ex-Premier League player Scott Sinclair down there. The free kick was in-swinging from the right, and Chris Martin managed to nod home from close range, pretty much unmarked, and had an empty net really to tap into. And other than that, both teams have had chances. It's an open game. You would expect probably more goals by the looks of it in the second half, and Orient have work to do if they want to get back in and into this game and push on for the playoffs. It's Leighton Orient 0, Bristol Rovers 1.
Thanks very much indeed, Jaden. By the way, I was at Brisbane Road myself on Tuesday night watching them beat Blackpool by a goal to nil. If you fancy seeing my report on that game, if you head to the sports section at our website, phoenixfm.com, you can have a read of that there. Turning our attention to both codes of rugby. First off, the United Rugby Championship, and there was one full-time score from this afternoon. Lions have beaten the Sharks by 40 points to 10. And just taking a quick look at the Super League as well. There were some games last night. And St Helens, currently the leaders, they beat Lee Leopards by 12 points to 4. Wigan Warriors, the current holders, also won. They beat Huddersfield Giants 30-16. And also Warrington Wolves beat Castleford Tigers by 30 points to 8. There was one match this afternoon. That's Leeds Rhinos versus Catalans Dragons. It's half-time in that one, and Leeds are winning by 10 points to 2. There was also an evening kickoff. Salford Red Devils versus Hull Kingston Rovers. That one starts at 5:30. Turning our attention back to racing, because we've had some more results come in. I've got the result from the 3:32 at Newbury. First was number 8, Nowhere to Hold, and priced at 4-1. Second number 3, Jasselwa, priced at 3-1. And third number 2, Glinny, 11-4 favourite. Six ran in that race. It's 3:40 at Doncaster. First was number 1, Does He Know, priced at 20-1. Second number 12, Some Scope, the 3-1 favourite. All the other horses in that race pulled up. They were the only two that finished, but in the beginning there were 10 runners in that race. And around the 3:48 was won by number 2 Blood Destiny, the 8-11 favourite. Second was number 1 Spillane's Tower, priced at 7-4. Third was number 4 Flanking Maneuver, priced at 16-1. There were a total of 4 runners in that one. Finally, for now, there's a meeting underway at Kempton. The first race was the 3:55. And that was won by number 6, Grenham Bay, 4-1 joint favourite. Second was number 2, Boson, priced at 9-1. Third was number 8, Hiatus, priced at 7-1. 10 ran. The other 4-1 joint favourite was number 7, Airshow, who ended up finishing 4th. Let's go back in time to the 80s. And a classic from Robert Palmer, Addicted to Love. 13 minutes past four on a Saturday afternoon. You're listening to Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix 98 FM. I'm John Chubb, and this is Phoenix Sport. Good to have you along on this Saturday afternoon. And we're going to turn our attention to Formula One now, because it's back for 2024. The Bahrain Grand Prix is currently taking place, but it's been surrounded by controversy off of the racetrack, with Red Bull boss Christian Horner at the centre of further allegations of inappropriate behaviour, which he has denied. But their star driver, Max Verstappen, is trying to concentrate on the race itself, and he's doing a pretty decent job of it. He was in pole position, and he is currently in front on the 43rd lap of the race, 57 laps in total. And the latest is that Charles Leclerc, who started the race right around settled, he was overtaken by George Russell of Mercedes, but he's into DRS range to get into fourth at the moment, and Leclerc's Ferrari isn't too far behind him, but Verstappen very much in front at the moment. Sergio Perez, his Red Bull colleague, in second place. Carlos Sainz of Ferrari is third. Russell is currently in fourth, and Charles Leclerc is currently in fifth place. We will keep a close eye on proceedings there. But in football, second halves are underway in the 3 o'clock kickoff, so I'm going to have a look at those when we come back from this short break.
98 FM. This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room. making your celebration that bit more special.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
In a world that's always racing forward, sometimes we need to slow down and reconnect.
Connect genuinely, broaden your perspective, and share your passion.
That's why we bring you Bonafide Dialogues with Christina Cuppers. Visit YouTube and search for Bonafide Dialogues with Christina Cuppers, or head over to our website at bonafidedialogues.com. Bonafide Dialogues, where authenticity, creativity, and passion merge.
Cricket, lovely cricket. If you like your cricket, then don't miss 98 Not Out every Thursday between 6 and 7 right here on Phoenix FM with me, Darren Mutu. I'll be bringing you all the latest news locally, nationally and internationally from around the world of cricket. There'll be some guests, a bit of chat and some music too, so don't miss it every Thursday, 6 till 7 on Phoenix FM.
There has been a goal in our featured game at New Lodge, and it's gone to visitors. Hashtag United have gone 1-0 up against host Billericay Town. Zakaria Hassan scoring 9 minutes into the second half there. There has been a goal at Goodison Park in the Premier League, in a match between Everton and West Ham United. And it's Beto, the scorer for Everton. And also, there has been a goal in match between Brentford and Chelsea. It's an equaliser for Brentford 5 minutes into the second half. It is Mads Rasmussen, the scorer, cancelling out Nicholas Jackson's 35th minute goal for Chelsea. In EFL League 2, promotion chasing Mansfield 1-0 up at Newport. George Maris in 5 minutes into the second half of that game. Bromley now 2-0 up against FC Halifax Town in the National League. Corey Milton-Whiteley with his and Bromley second almost immediately after the restart of that game. Wealdstone, who have been really out of sorts recently in the National League, but they are 2-1 up away at York City now. In League 2, a couple more goals to report. Crewe 2, Morecambe 0. Shillow Tracy after 49 minutes for Crewe. Harrogate have taken the lead at Swindon. Anthony O'Connor 7 minutes into the second half at the County Grounds. And also in League 2, Gillingham have doubled their lead at Salford City. Timothy Dieng, former Southend United midfielder, has scored the Jewels' second 6 minutes into the second half there. And in League 1, Wickham Wanderers 2, Barnsley 1, Kieran Sadlier scoring Wickham's second in the 52nd minute. Leicester 0, Queen's Park Rangers 2 now in the Championship. Sinclair Armstrong with QPR's second in the 52nd minute of that game. Carlisle 0, Reading 3 now in League 1. Wickham's joy didn't last long. Barnsley have just equalised in that game in League 1. A couple more goals to report in the Scottish Premiership. It's Rangers 1, Motherwell 1. Rangers leaders have equalised, and it's Hibernian 1, Ross 0. Hibs have scored just before the hour mark in that game. AFC Vale 2, Maidenhead United 1 in the National League. Also in the National League, Solihull Moors have scored at Eastleigh, but Eastleigh are still winning by 2-1. And there has been a goal at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, which has gone to visitors Crystal Palace. Eboechi Eze scoring for the Eagles just before the hour. Leicester have pulled a goal back against Queen's Park Rangers in the Championship, but QPR are still winning that one by 2-1. Another goal in the Championship has come at St Andrews, where Southampton have equalised against Birmingham City. The score is now 2-2 in that game.
Blinded by the light, wrapped up like a douche, another runner in the night. Blinded by the light, wrapped up.
For a Bruce Springsteen cover of 1976, that was Manfred Mann's Earth Band and their version of Blinded by the Light. We do the latest travel for you very shortly, but a few things to mention. Racing result from the 4 o'clock at Kelso. First was number 3, General Officer, 4-1. Second number 1, Chasing Fire, priced at 7-2. And third was number 2, Special Rate, 11-5 favourite. 5 runners in that race, just to keep up to speed with the football in the National League. Southend United have got a goal behind at Oldham Athletic, who have got into a 1-0 lead. And Dagenham and Redbridge have scored 2 goals in fairly quick succession. They're now beating Altrincham by 3-1. First, it was Josh Rees on the hour, and Matt Phipps has scored a second for the Daggers on 66 minutes at Victoria Road. League League One, it's Derby 3, Port Vale 0, Louis Sibley on 58. Fleetwood 3, Wigan 2, Gavin Kilkenny has scored for Fleetwood in the 54th minute. Doncaster have equalised at Walsall in League 2. Carl Hurst on 62 minutes. It's now one apiece there. It's now York 1, Wealdstone 3 in the National League. Wealdstone have scored a third. There has been an equaliser at Goodison Park, and West Ham have scored levelled scores even against hosts Everton. Kurt Zouma on 62 minutes for the Hammers. Canvey Island have fallen behind at Lewis in the ESPN Premier League. The Sussex side are winning 1-0. Southampton are now 3-2 up at Birmingham in the Championship. Shea Adams just before the hour for the Saints. And Brentwood Town having another good afternoon on the road over in North London. They are 3-0 up away to New Salamis in the ESPN North. George Sykes scoring his second, of Brentwood's third on 65 minutes. There has been a goal at Home Park in the Championship, and it's gone to Ipswich Town away to Plymouth Argyle. I understand the Traxa boys have taken a 1-0 lead. It was an own goal by Plymouth's Galloway in that one. Billericay have equalised in our featured non-league game against hashtag Callum Jones, who has just signed for Billericay on loan from Chelmsford City. He has levelled the scores for Billericay in the second half of that game to make it 1-1. League One, Bolton have doubled their lead against Cambridge United. They're now winning 2-0. George Thomason, he's got the first one. Oh, sure, got the second, actually. There's been another goal at New Lodge. Billericay's joy didn't last very long at all. Within 2 minutes, Luke Mayne-Parrott had scored for hashtag, and they are once again winning that match, this time by 2-1. Finally, for now, in the National League, it is now Eastleigh 3, Solihull Moors 1. Eastleigh have scored a third. The time is 28 minutes past 4.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
First off, looking at the roads across the area. No reported problems in Brentwood this afternoon. Still a bit busy in Billericay on the High Street from Southend Road up to Norsey Road. That's going northbound. Was busy on the M11 Londonbound between Junction 6 and 4 earlier, but that's moving okay now. Epping High Street was busy. That's moving okay now. West Surrey still busy on the West Surrey Arterial Way, the A1306 going into Lakeside Shopping Centre. Not as busy as it was earlier in Chelmsford. There is still one hot spot, though. That's on Highbridge Road and Springfield Road, going from the Odeon roundabout to Victoria Road. Still a bit busy round there. Other than that, the roads are looking okay across every area. But take care if you're driving this afternoon, because it is very wet out there. Meanwhile, on TFL, no problems on the Nisbeth line that we know of. DLR, London Overground are okay. A couple of things on London Underground. Minor delays on the Hammersmith and City line due to train cancellations. And there were some severe delays on the Central line between Leytonstone and Haynor via Newbury Park and Epping. That is due to train cancellations. If you want to avoid that, you can use your tickets on the London buses or Elizabeth line instead. It's just coming up to 4:30. In racing, one more result to bring you. I may even have two, actually. Yeah, the 405 Newbury. First was number one, Making Your Mind Up, 11-8 favourite. Second, number five, Pudding Stumps, priced at 5-2. And third, number four, Charles Ritz, priced at 4-1. Four runners in that race. And in the 4:15 at Doncaster, first was number three, Sunday Soldier, priced at 2-1. Second, number one, Spit Spot, priced at 12-1. And third was number four, Bella Sivina, priced at 3-1. Four rand disappointment for number two, Linda Moon, 11-8 favourite, who finished last from those four. Just getting back to football, because more has happened. I can tell you Brentford are now in the lead against Chelsea in the All West London affair in the Premier League, and it's Johan Visser who has scored. Brentford second in the 69th minute of that game. Championship, the basement battle between two South Yorkshire sides, Rotherham United and Sheffield Wednesday. Wednesday have taken the lead, Ike Ugbo on 66 minutes for the Owls. And there's been another goal in the Championship, this one at the Swansea.com Stadium, where Sami Samardžić scored for Blackburn in the 67th minute, but Swansea are still winning by 2-1. In League One, it's Peterborough 2, Exeter 1. Peterborough have scored in the 68th to go ahead there. League Two, Walsall 2, Doncaster 1. Jack Earing for Walsall on 67, scoring there. Second red card in the Scottish Premiership, Kilmarnock's Lewis Mayo has been sent off. That resulted in a penalty converted by Dundee's Luke McCowan on 63 minutes. So it's Dundee 2, Kilmarnock 1. In the Isthmian North, Walden Tittree have fallen behind at Wroxham in the second half. Barnsley are in front at Wickham now. They're winning 3-2. Corey O'Keefe scoring their third on 65 minutes. It's now Fleetwood 4, Wigan 2, also in League 1. Jaden Stockley for Fleetwood just after the hour. Championship, meanwhile, it's Stoke 2, Middlesbrough 0. Lewis Baker in the 71st minute scoring Stoke 2nd. Leaders Portsmouth are now 2-1 up against Oxford United in League 1. Not sure of the score of that one. And there's been another goal at New Lodge. As it stands, Billericay Town are heading for a fifth defeat in a row in the Isthmian Premier League. Hashtag United winning that one by 3-1. Luke May Parrott has scored his second and tags third on 69 minutes. Carlisle have pulled a goal back against Reading in League One, but Reading are still winning by 3-1. Morecambe have got one back at Crewe, and that's in League Two, but Crewe are still winning that match by 2-1. Let's take a short musical break now. This is Peter Gabriel and Road to Joy.
silence pours. Filth the whores and cracks don't fuss. Young and old, girl and boy, dance along the road to joy. Picture sharpens in your head, opens up when it's been read. All the things you strain to see can move on in, come to be.
Gabriel there and Road to Joy. 22 minutes to 5 on a Saturday afternoon. It's Brentwood and Billy Wickie's Phoenix 98 FM. I'm John Sharp and this is Phoenix Sport, which is with you until 6 p.m. I can tell you that in the Bahrain Grand Prix, the chequered flag has just gone up and Max Verstappen has started 2024 as he finished 2023. He has run, won even the first race of the season for Red Bull. His teammate Sergio Perez came second. Carlos Sainz and Charles Leclerc of Ferrari finished third and fourth, respectively. And next came George Russell of Mercedes in fifth. Lando Norris, fellow British driver from McLaren, he finished sixth. And Russell's Mercedes teammate Lewis Hamilton, he finished in seventh place. In racing, meanwhile, I've got a result of the 4:23 at Naba just before we head back to what's going on in the football. First was number one, Ashtree Meadow, priced at 7-2. Second, number five, Lucy Dreams, priced at 11-2. And third was number two, Journey With Me, the 4-6 favourite. There were a total of five runners in that race. But getting back to football, because more has happened since we last took a look. And it's Rangers 1, Motherwell 2 now at Ibrox. Dan Casey for Motherwell on 75. So at the moment, the leaders in the Scottish Premiership heading for defeat. James Tavernier was the scorer of their equaliser on the hour from the penalty spot, by the way. Red card match between Wickham Wanderers and Barnsley. Wickham's David Wheeler has been dismissed in the second half, and Barnsley are now winning 4-2. Conor Grant scoring Barnsley's fourth in that League One game. There has been a red card at Scraley Road. Heybridge Swifts are winning 2-0 against Lowestoft Town, but midfield man Ben Sartain has been dismissed for Swifts, so they've got to see that one out with 10 men. As have Birmingham City in the Championship. They're 3-2 down against Southampton, and Dion Sanderson has been shown a straight red in the second half of that game. As it stands, Ipswich Town heading back up to second place. They are 2-0 up at Plymouth Argyle. Kiefer Moore, currently on loan at Portman Road from Bournemouth, has got the tractable second on 74 minutes. Morecambe have now equalised at Crewe in League 2. Jordan Slew, 16 minutes from time. Tottenham have equalised against Crystal Palace in the Premier League. Timo Werner with 12 minutes to go at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. It's Chelmsford City 2, Avely 0. Now in the All-Essex affair in the National League South. Not sure of the scorer. I will find out as soon as I can. Norwich 1, Sunderland 0 in the Championship. Norwich have taken a late lead there. Northampton 1, Charlton 1. Charlton had led since the 4th minute, but Lewis Appiah has equalised for the Cobblers 10 minutes from time. An equaliser 2 for Southend United. I understand they have levelled the scores at Oldham, and it is now 1-1 in that one. Nor Hussein, the scorer for Kevin Mayer's men. And Tottenham have completely turned things around in their match against Crystal Palace in the Premier League. They are now winning 2-1. Christian Romero in the 81st 3 minutes after Timo Werner equalised for Ange Postecoglou's side. And in League 2, it's Walsall 3, Doncaster 1. Now Walsall have scored a third. York have pulled one back at Wealdstone, home to Wealdstone in the National League, but the Stones are still winning by 3-2. There has been another goal in at the GTEC Community Stadium, and I understand that Chelsea have levelled the scores against Brentford. It is now 2-2 in that one, and it's Disasi who has scored for Chelsea to level the scores in that game. More music now, and this man is going to be performing next Saturday at doing a half-time show in the England versus Ireland rugby match at Twickenham in the Six Nations. It's Rag and Bone Man, All You Ever Wanted.
No painted trains on the underground, no kids with spray cans drawn over fences. Ties or march in a straight line, deafening the sound of the helmet. It's the city of a thousand heartbeats, no room for another soul. Same building on a different street, and nobody knows. Tear it down.
directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
At Hutton View, we are proud to be an award-winning care home which delivers high-quality residential and dementia care. Alongside this, residents can also benefit from a wide range of inclusive services. Enjoy time in the cinema, farmhouse kitchen or landscaped gardens. For more information, search Hutton View Care Home and see for yourself why Hutton View is a care home with a difference. Hutton View, a hallmark care home.
The team at St Francis Hospice are challenging you to get outdoors and make a difference by taking on the Walk 100 Challenge. Simply walk 100K in March, in your own time and at your own pace. All in aid of your local hospice. Visit the St Francis Hospice Facebook page. You can find all the details you need and sign up for the Walk 100 Challenge.
At the Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Hello, I'm Mandy Cullen, and I'm here to tell you all about Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers, which is every Saturday on Phoenix 98 FM. We play songs from the 1970s, the 1980s and the 1990s that just don't get played enough on the radio. And all the songs we play will either be by a geezer, be a real pleaser, or simply be a bit of a cheeser. So come and join me, Mandy Cullen, every Saturday between 6 and 8, Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers on Phoenix 98 FM.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
News of an event taking place this Thursday, the 7th of March. Free men's health checks will be available at Blackshots Leisure Centre, which is in Blackshots Lane in Grays. Organised by a men's health charity, CHAPS, it's a walk-in clinic for skin cancer screening, an appointment required for heart disease and a prostate cancer screening. There is a £10 booking fee, but this is only for the prostate cancer test. The other tests are free. 2 till 6pm this takes place on Thursday. There is free parking available. More details can be found at chaps.uk.com.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Copfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
So in the Bahrain Grand Prix, it was a great start for Max Verstappen in his all-singing and all-dancing new Red Bull car. And that's got to be a concern for his opponents, given that he won last year and he's got an even better car this time around. He told Sky Sports, it was unbelievable. I think today went better than expected. We had a lot of pace. It was super enjoyable to drive. It's a good start to the year. It couldn't be better. It was a lot of fun. I felt good in the car. It's very special to have days like today, he said. And he's already looking forward to the next race, which will be the Saudi Arabian Grand Prix. In racing, there is another couple of results I've got for you. 4:30 at Kempton. First number 5, Classic Speed, priced at 4-1. Second number 7, Handle, priced at 12-1. Third number 6, Willoof, priced at 33-1. 12, Rang. The favourite number 4, Egoist, priced at 7-4, came fourth. And in the 4:35, a Kelso. First was number one, Mojo Ego, priced at 5-2. Second, number two, Camerate, 9-4 favourite. And third was number five, Mr. Le Philosophe, priced at 20-1. There were a total of five runners in that race. But for now, we're going to concentrate on football with full-time whistles about to go up and down the country. And quite a few more goals have gone in. Birmingham City, despite being down to 10 men in the Championship against Southampton after Deion Sanderson was dismissed in the second half, have levelled the scores. It is now 3-3. Juninho Pecunha scored a third in the 77th minute for Birmingham. Elsewhere, in the Scottish Premiership, Hibs are now 2-0 up against Ross County. Dylan Levitt scoring for Hibs in the 86th minute. Morecambe 3-2 up at Crewe in League 2. Crewe's Mickey Dimitriou put the ball in his own net with 7 minutes to go there. Also in League 2, Swindon scored a late equaliser against Harrogate. Veteran striker Charlie Austin scoring 5 minutes from time for the home side. Also in League 2, potentially huge blow for struggling Sutton United at the foot of the table, and they have conceded late on at Tranmere, who have gone into a 1-0 lead through Robert Apter on 87 minutes. Blackpool have doubled their lead at Shrewsbury. They're 2-0 up in League One. Hayden Coulson, 6 minutes from time in that one. And Spurs have completely turned things around against Crystal Palace in the Premier League. They are now winning 3-1. Heung-min Song, their captain, scoring a third 2 minutes from time. In the National League, it's now AFC Fylde 4, Maidenhead United 1. And Solihull Moors have equalised at Eastleigh. It is now 3-3 in that game. Another miserable day for Billericay Town, but a very good one for Hashtag United down at New Lodge. Visitors Hashtag have scored a fourth through Jermaine Anderson, 3 minutes from time, and it is Billericay Town 1, Hashtag United 4. Also in the ESPN Premier, Canvey Island have scored a late equaliser at Lewis through Sam Higgins. Red card at Brisbane Road. Bristol Rovers still winning 1-0 late on against Leighton Orient, but they have had James Wilson dismissed in the closing stages of that game in League One. Fulham 3, Brighton 0. Adama Traore scored in second half injury time at Craven Cottage to give Fulham a 3-0 lead against the Seagulls. Canvey Island's joy equalising didn't last long because Lewis have scored in the second minute of injury time, and they're back in front winning by 2-1 in the ESPN Premier League. And Thomas Suchek may have scored a late winner for West Ham United at Everton in the Premier League with 1 minute of injury time played. He has made it 2-1 to the Hammers, and that will be a much needed win for them if they can hold on. In League 2, it's all over in the game between Newport and Mansfield and promotion chasing. Mansfield, top of the table, I think. I will check the tables later on. They have won by a goal to nil. All over at Easter Road in the Scottish Premiership, where it's finished in Burnley 2, Ross County 0. And there's been another goal at New Lodge. This one has gone to Billericay Town. I don't know how much time has been added on. It may be too little, too late. Alfie Chiruli has scored a second from Billericay in the first minute of time added on. It is now Billericay 2, Hashtag 4. Maldon and Tiptree have lost at Wroxham in the ESPN North 1-0 this afternoon. All over at the Den in the Championship, and it's Millwall 1, Watford 0. A much needed win also in the Championship for struggling Stoke. They beat Middlesbrough by 2-0 this afternoon. Two full times from Leeds 2, Bolton 2, Cambridge United 0, and Carlisle 1, Reading 3. And in the ESPN Premier League, Canvey have scored another equaliser. Sam Higgins has scored again in the 94th minute. It is Lewis 2, Canvey Island 2. They're still playing down there. Hartlepool have scored against Barnet in the National League late on, but Barnet are still winning by 2-1. Ebbsfleet looks like they've nicked it against Rochdale, also in the National League. It's Ebbsfleet 2, Rochdale 1 in the closing stages of that game. Full time in the Premier League, it's finished Brentford 2, Chelsea 2, it's finished Fulham 3, Brighton 0. Newcastle have scored a third in the closing stages of their game at St James's Park against Wolverhampton Wanderers. Also in the Premier League is Valentino Livramento, who has scored a Magpies third in the second minute of injury time. Massive win for Queen's Park Rangers, who have really hit full recently. They've moved out of the relegation zone and they've beaten leaders Leicester 2-1 away in the Championship this afternoon. Also in the Championship, no goals in the match between Preston and Hull. That is over now. League One, no goals between Cheltenham and Burton. The full-time whistle has gone there. Late equaliser for St Johnstone in the Scottish Premiership against St Livingstone. It is one apiece in that match, which is still going on. A quick musical break now. It's the Temptations. This is Get Ready. Everton 1, West Ham 3. For news shortly, but I can tell you in the meantime, it's Edson Alvarez who has got West Ham's third to put them 3-1 up at Everton. I think that match is still going on. Liverpool, the leaders, scored in the 99th minute at the City Ground against Nottingham Forest. Darwin Nunez, so joy for them, heartbreak for Forest. And Leighton Orient have lost at Brisbane Road this afternoon in one of our featured games. 1-0 win for Bristol Rovers. The time now is 5 o'clock.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.